And dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we're so thankful for that power. And God, in that infilling of your wonderful Holy Ghost, we have the very power of your might. And Lord, we just ask for that anointing today. Dear Lord, we're looking to you. We know that we have to look to you. And God, you'll give us something good because everything from you is good. And we're thankful today that we can rejoice in that and know it, Lord God, that that is the forever. That is what counts. And thank you that you've called us here today to love you. God, because you so loved, we love you. And thank you that we can say, Jesus, we love you. And Father, we love you because you sent your Son. Lord, help us to come in unity today and rejoice in that wondrous gift, the gift of the love of God. Now take this time, Lord. Let it be only to your glory. May we magnify only your Son, Jesus. And in that name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, brothers and sisters, I think even though we come here rejoicing today, thankful to God, and I believe such great thankfulness, I still don't believe that we're near thankful enough for who we are in Christ Jesus. What do you think of that? You think you've become thankful enough in Jesus Christ? God help you if you do. I think there's more to come. He's got us here to rejoice in Him. And what I mean by that is the special individual masterpieces that we are in the making. You got to know who you are in Christ, brothers and sisters. I need to understand this. See, I believe for too long, the enemy can have us in a place where we are duped, where we are deceived in seeing ourselves as the world sees us. And I mean that, as the world sees you. And by the grace of God, that vision has got to change, because without a vision, and the only vision you'll ever have is that vision that God gives you, without a vision, the people perish. So it's in that faith I want to pray today that we do take the offering that we can put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you love that? Put him on as a garment. Dress up in him. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It's time for that. It's time finally to see ourselves not as the world sees us, but as God sees you. This isn't just a fluff here. This is the real deal, to see yourself as God sees you. That's how he wants you to see. He wants you to have the lamb's eyes, the dove's eyes, the very love of God. And I think maybe we'll realize how when he said that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, you'll go out of here saying, thank you, Jesus. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now in that, I'd like you to turn to the 9th chapter of Romans. God, just increase our faith. And we'll begin reading from the 14th verse. And that's the 9th chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. And I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. See, this is God we're talking about. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. That sure was unbeknownst to Pharaoh, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. See, God's in control. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say unto him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, man, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. All I can say is, ooh, we. Ooh, we. We are something beyond special. We are something beyond marvelous. We are something, praise God, beyond precious. We are vessels of mercy. Predestinated, foreordained to receive the riches of the glory of God from God Himself. Man, just take that in for a minute. To receive the glory of God from God Himself. Man. I heard somebody say recently, we need to qualify. God got to get us out of that. His children already qualified. You're not in the qualifier anymore. You're in the final heat. And there's one goal, one quest. And that's to win Him. It's to win. It's to win. God help our unbelief, huh? There is therefore now no condemnation. I'm still singing that. How about you? Amen. You in Christ Jesus? There's therefore now
hallelujah.
No condemnation.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going to get somewhere today in that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, brothers and sisters, it's the 20th verse today. Well, how could we even pick one out of all of that? But it's the 20th verse that He's led me to. And very specifically, shall the thing formed say unto Him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? And all I can say to that is, God help us. Really, God help us. I was thinking all of the time, and I'll speak to my life here, that I wasted wanting to be somebody else. Yep. All the time that I wasted thinking that I needed to be doing something else. Oh my. And in everywhere and in all things, I'm going to tell you something. In that state, I was discontent. I don't care if I was abounding. I don't care if I was abased. I was discontent. There was no contentment in this life because I was letting my mind, I was letting this get the best of me. And when this gets the best of me, I don't know about you, but I do know about you because the Word of God tell me that, you know, we're the same. When our mind is not stayed upon Jesus Christ, you know what happens? We don't find peace. It's gone. You can't have it. And I didn't have it. I was chasing things. I was thinking I needed something else in my life. And you know, it finally came down to, I had to look in the mirror and said, what are you doing? You're questioning God. Don't question God. Oh, don't question Him. He's a perfect God. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly what you need to be. And He knows exactly what you need to be doing. Oh my, praise be to God. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I was in a time where the thing that was formed, and I'm glad He said the thing, because that's what I was when I was questioning. I was questioning the thing that formed it. Why have you made me like this? Oh, I know none of you have ever been there. I'm just speaking to myself today, and you're quiet. I hope you're feeding, but I hope you didn't turn Him off. Amen. See, God help us to be thankful, brothers and sisters, for who we are in Christ Jesus. God help you to be thankful for what God has you doing in Christ Jesus. We need to be a thankful people, grateful to God. He said, giving thanks always in all things. Always in all things. Man, what am I doing with this life, brothers and sisters? God, increase my thankfulness to You. Oh, God, increase my thankfulness. See, do you realize, brothers and sisters, if you were any different, you might just miss God's very best. Did he just say that? I did. Do you realize if you were any different, you might just miss God's very best? I'm learning to praise God for the thorns in my flesh. I'm learning to praise God for my weaknesses. It's got me crying out to God. It's got me to the point where, Lord, I understand I can't be exalted. I don't want to be exalted. I want you to be exalted in my life. I'm thankful for the thorns in this life. I get up every day and I say, oh, you didn't remove that, did you? I need to start right where I started the last one, on my knees saying, Jesus, I need you. Come in, come in, come in. I need you. I don't know about you, but I'm learning to give glory to God for my infirmities. I'm resting in His strength. I'm saying, Lord, I can't do this. God, it's got to be you. I'm understanding more and more that the very power of Christ is an awesome thing. It takes me beyond the man that I could never be. And He shows me every day the man that I could never be because of the grace of God. It's there every day. Lord, I know my flesh wants to go that way. But praise be to God, there's a willing spirit. And in that grace, He brings me that way, the way of everlasting. And He does it. This is different, isn't it, to what the world's telling you. World's telling you that you got to be strong. That the things that you need to rejoice in are your personal strengths. Find out what you're strong in and just go with it. Let me tell you something. You need to rejoice in your weaknesses. That's what got you here this morning. That's what got me here this morning. I realize that I'm a weak man and I need Jesus Christ. And I need Jesus Christ in a big way. I need Him to come in and to strengthen by the very power of His might. The Holy Ghost. It's time to get full and overflowing. And I'm going to tell you, the victory has been won. Oh my. These have been some hard sermons for people lately. And you know what? I'm thankful for hard sermons. He makes them the easiest ones to give. That old pastor liked to mess with me? No, it isn't me. And God's not messing with you. He's dealing with you. He's challenging your dirty self-righteousness. Are you finally going to be confident in the Lord, or are you going to waste more time? Are you going to realize what He's done for you? I mean, that it is finished. I mean, it's absolutely finished upon that cross. Every provision. My sin gone. Hallelujah. I'm clean. Praise be to God. Now, I don't want anybody running like some of them did last week. There's consequences to sin, and don't fool yourself. Absolutely. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm sinless before Him. Okay? Now, see, I can start there. And not only can I start there, I can run there. And praise the Lord. That's my freedom. He's made me free. Free enough to preach a message like this to you. Every ingredient, brothers and sisters. Everyone. Life does count. And every moment counts. And everything you encounter counts. Are you doing it heartily as unto the Lord? Are you? Praise the Lord. Man, God, You gave me this for my lot today. I'm so thankful that I can do it heartily as unto the Lord. I'm not doing it for my boss who doesn't appreciate anything that I do anyways. Amen? Amen. And it'd be wonderful if you have an appreciating boss. I pray you do. But if that's not God's will, I'm not going to pray that for it. I'm going to say God's will be done. Huh? Amen. You might need that ogre in your life. get you more thankful for the Lord and the time that's to come. Amen. And just rejoicing as you go home every day. Oh, Lord, I know you ordered my steps today. And I'm just a little bit more appreciative that I've got one day closer in my stepping into heaven. Yeah. See, that's a precious, precious reality. Every day, one day closer. But every ingredient, brothers and sisters, Word of God tells us, whether it's a failure, a success, a downsetting, an uprising, it brought us here to listen to the Word of God this morning. Pray that it has us rejoicing in the things of God this morning. And I ask you this, if the trumpet blew right now, and let's say by the grace of God, flies like me, I don't know. But if the trumpet blew today, and by the grace of God, it was face to face, what mattered? Huh? Do you think I'd be standing there and say, well, Lord, I really wish I looked a little bit different down there. You know, I could have been just a wee bit prettier, a bigger house. Boy, I wish I wasn't so boring. I won. I won. I finished with joy. That's what He wants. That's what He wants us to have. It's not about what I am here. It's about what I'm going to take, what He's already sent me to take over there. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Oh my. We'll get to the rest of that, I think, a little bit later. But I'm going to tell you something. I am what I am by the grace of God. And that's exactly what I want to be. That's exactly what I want to be. I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. You know, I felt a little bit sorry as I was thinking about this study. About old brother Peter in his early days. In his early days. He always wanted to be the man. Always wanted to be heard. Had a good boldness about him. Wasn't tempered in the Lord. So it could be a stumbling block quite often, couldn't it now? Huh? Oh God, I'm a talented one, I'm sure he thought. And confident very much so that he thought he needed to be put upon display. How many times do I hear from people, oh, you got to know your gifts. I might have to step on toes this morning. God knows your gift. And Jesus Christ is your gift. Do you believe it? And I know He's in control of whatever He's given me. And I know He's in control of whatever He's kept from me. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. We need to settle down in the confidence of Him and to realize that, God, I don't want to be put upon display. And God, in His faithfulness, just like He did to sweet Peter, not only did He not put him on display in a sense of the greatness of the world, it is said that he was brought so low that he was crucified upside down upon a cross. Son, I've got a whole different plan for you than what you thought. See, that's exciting, brothers and sisters. I don't want to see me as the world sees me. I don't want to take what the world's vision is for me. I want Jesus. I want His desires. I want His vision for me. I want to settle down in the handiwork of God. He's the potter. Man, I'm telling you, you think of these marvelous pictures they've been taken from outer space. It's incredible. I love looking at them. And to marvel and to think, my God made that. But yet He's just That's just increasing and increasing rate and all that kind of thing. Let me say, tell you something. He put his life in me to create me. He gave me a soul. He gave me a soul. Angels don't have souls. Animals don't have souls. Galaxies don't have souls. But I got a soul. And I can praise Him. I can praise Him. And as my brother so sweetly reminded us again this morning, the joy that was set before Him. The joy that was set before Him. Put your place there. It was you. It was you and you and you and you and you and me. He couldn't stay away from the cross. He said, put me on that cross. Oh, devil, you can't kill me anyways. I got to give up the ghost. I'm going to die. I'm going to die gladly, willingly, joyfully. And not only that, I'm going to become sin for you. All that wretched sin for me. Oh God, help you to apprehend. Help me to apprehend that great love wherewith we are loved. It'll take care of it. It'll get you to focus. It'll get you to tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. The love of God. The love of God that put His Son upon that cross. Amen. I'm standing here thinking, how many directions are we going to go today, Lord? Praise You, Jesus. But brothers and sisters, we need to quit trying to be someone we're not. Come on. Quit trying to be someone you're not. Quit trying to emulate somebody that you're not. And settle down in the man or the woman of God that God has made you. See, I want to rest in His work. I want to glory in His work. Man might give you applause, but if it's not God's work, it's wood, hay, and stubble. And that's what it is. That's going to burn. Thank God you're not going to burn if you're a child of God. But all of this life you wasted it. Because you were trying to please your friends. Maybe it's even your family. Come on now. Society, whatever it would be. Man, we're in a time of whatever correctness they call, it is so wrong. It's wrong. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in me is what's right. It's what's correct. It's what guides us and leads us. It's the thing that'll give you love that doesn't have any dissimulation, no hypocrisy in that love. It's not play-acting love. It's the real deal. I don't need anybody to tell me how to do that. I need Christ Jesus to live that in my life. I just live it. It just happens. I can't really explain it. I understand what Brother Hill talked about for years and years to us, brothers and sisters. You got to take that peach that's sitting right there for you, and you got to eat it. You got to taste it. And don't put it down. Don't forget what it tasted like. God help us. Feast on it. And then you'll know. And then you walk around and you say, Lord, I know that I know. Well, how do you know? I just know. Not just enlightened, brother, illuminated. It's in here. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't pass this up. This is good stuff. And young people, I'll tell you this. Quit following the embrace and the acceptance of this dirty world. Quit it. Stop. Come on. You want to be different? You really want to be unique? I challenge you, get some guts. Get some guts. Going with a crowd and being like everybody else, or these little niches of people that are like everybody else. There's no guts in that. You know what guts is? It's standing in faith. It's standing in faith. It's believing the word of God. It's stepping out in faith. And it says, Lord, you know what? I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll be more unique and more different than you ever could be when you let Jesus Christ create the masterpiece. Sinners are all alike. They're dead. And Christians that want to run that way and be that way are spiritually dead. There's still the life in them. Don't get me wrong. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Just know it. You're His. And His love can't be separated from you. But your life could be dead. God help you. You don't want that. You don't want that. I want to live. I like living. I mean, I love abundant life. The joy, unspeakable and full of glory, He's got for me all the time. I don't walk in it all the time. God help me. I'm still here learning too. Oh, you haven't graduated yet? No. When I see Him face to face and my faith has been made whole, that last period in the author and finisher of my faith, that'll be written in. And I pray that those last two words are full joy. Full reward. Whew. I'll go for three, Christ my bridegroom. What do you think? Yeah. Oh yeah. You know your word of God. I'm telling you. You know it's real. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're vessels of mercy, full of potential. We have the potential to be filled with all the fullness of God. Come on. Go meditate on that today and every day the rest of your life. I got the potential to be filled with all the fullness of God. My goodness. I've got the calling upon my life, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's amazing stuff. Unique and special testimony. We have that. You have that. Brother Hill used to talk about those snowflakes. I think it's still back there. I seem to have disappearing books every once in a while. But he has a book on them snowflakes. Most amazing thing if you ever really read about a snowflake. I mean, the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions that have ever fallen upon this earth. There's no two alike. No. And they know it. It can't happen. And then you get it under that microscope, and I'm going to tell you something. It is an absolute masterpiece. You haven't seen anything like it. It's perfect. And it's perfect each and every time in a different way. On trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions. And that is in something nobody even ever noticed. They didn't even know about that stuff till they could look into that probably in the last 100 years and really find that out. But it meant something to God way back when He was making it. He said, you know what? That's just how I do it. I don't need to do the same thing twice. How could you dispute the God of the heavens and the earth, but the God of your soul? Boy, I have some good times lately with Him. I'm so thankful. But brothers and sisters, just like that masterpiece in a snowflake, so are we. All Christians do come in the same package. I want you to know that. All in the same package. It's called grace. We're all packaged same way, grace. But as opposed to what some like to think, grace makes us unique. Does. Grace makes us unique. Manifests itself differently all the time. Really does. Just as all of those different vessels that were in the tabernacle I've been studying again. Those sweet vessels. They got a candlestick, a bowl, lavers, all these different things. They all had a specific function and a specific purpose. And so do we. Just like this body, your body. I got different bones and cells and muscle and tissue and organs and all these different things. They all have a specific function and a specific purpose, and so do we. And I want to tell you something. The uncomely parts, the Word of God says, He's even going to bestow more glory upon. Always know this, that the rarest and the richest jewels, you always got to dig deep for those. That's why they get them big old loaders that try to dig up all that earth to get down to the good stuff. But the glory and the grace of God, brothers and sisters, always manifests itself differently in each vessel. We all contain the same Jesus, but each vessel pours out differently. Did you hear that? Every vessel pours out differently. Meditate upon these things. Write the good report. Get there. The lovely, the true. Oh God, help us. But brothers and sisters, we're different. And as we close, I encourage you, don't try to make somebody else like you. Don't do that. And don't let somebody else try to make you like them. Amen. No, don't do that either. Let the Word of God do it. Let the Word of God do it. Let the love of God, the love of God, make the transformation in your life. See, it's beautiful as we let Him do it. It's so wonderful. We know then it will be His work.
Yes, amen.
It'll be His work. And if it is His work, it's going to be real. It's going to be real. And it's going to be lasting. And it's going to be anointed. And it's going to be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As a brother and I were visiting before I came out. Amazing how God gets you sometimes on the same wavelength. A wave of glory length. This isn't a factory. This is not a factory. Brothers and sisters, we're living in the time that we are in God's art gallery. Yep, we really are. We're in His studio. And masterpieces are in the making. They really are. And the one thing is every one of them are being fashioned after Himself. After Himself. So don't you go awry with this. Huh? Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Oh, but we know.
Hallelujah.
See, you know this. You know. You can't deny. His sheep hear His voice. That when He shall appear, we shall be like Him.
Hallelujah.
We shall be like Him.
Hallelujah.
For we shall see Him as He is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's stand and worship the Lord. Let's just stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Your name, dear God. Hallelujah to the King. Thank You, God, that You're so wonderful to Your people. Thank You, Lord, that You're a God who cares. Thank You, God, that You're a God of peace and rest. Hallelujah. May we give glory to You. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Praise be to Your name. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Praise Your wondrous name. Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, dear God, again, in Your wonderful Son's name, Jesus, we say thank You for this time. Lord, just let it work richly and effectually.
Amen.
God, help us to believe it. Let us go from this place today changed people, changed from another glory to glory into Your very image. Lord, thank You for the opportunity. Help us to run well. Quicken us. Help us to be alive, God, and alert. And hallelujah, Lord, loving Your wondrous appearing. And Lord, if by any means, oh hallelujah, it would be this week that I wouldn't see my brothers and sisters but in the air. Praise You, Jesus. praise you, Jesus. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful calling. And in your name we say, praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen.